Welcome to Bible Study for Progressives, a show where moderates, liberals, and leftists of all faiths and ideologies come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. We engage scripture in its historical context, plumb its depths for wisdom and guidance, and apply its lessons to current events and social issues. Whether you're a liberal evangelical, a New Age spiritualist, a social justice activist, or a postmodern theologian, there's something in this show for you. Come, be energized in spirit and mind to understand the word and what it means to be a spiritual person in today's world.
This is Len Mythic Healer from BBSRadio.com, Station 1, and KJAJ.org. And my pleasure today is to have on, Rich Procida, P-R-O-C-I-D-A. Rich Procida is a constitutional lawyer so needed on the planet. Such a good heart, and welcome, Rich. Thank you so much for being on my show today. So we're kind of in a Hitler situation here on steroids, right? What are you seeing going on that we can get out to help everyone? Okay, welcome, Rich.
Oh. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn, for that gracious introduction. Yes, there's something that we need to talk about here, and that is, what is truth? What is the reality? There's a lot of craziness on BBS radio and elsewhere about this election, but there was nothing different about this election. In fact, except that people worked really hard to make sure that the election was fair, that it was transparent, that everybody had the right to vote, that the votes were counted accurately and transparently, and that we avoided any conflict or violence on election night. Those things were accomplished and achieved, and the votes were counted fairly and accurately, just as in every other election. And the states themselves, Republican governors, Democratic governors, Republican houses, Republican legislatures, they counted the votes and they certified those votes as true and accurate. This was a very fair election. The states counted and certified. It didn't matter whether it was a Republican state or a Democratic state. They all certified the votes. So these votes are accurate. And we know what Trump was planning to do. We knew he said it before the hearing, before the election. He was complaining about mail-in ballots. He was setting everybody up for his propaganda that would come out after the election, should he lose, which he did, that saying that the election was rigged. He was never going to admit that he lost the election. So we knew what was going to happen. Trump had told us he was going to contest the results of the election, whether they came, if they came out against him. If he lost, he was going to contest the results. He was going to fight all the way. He was never going to admit that he lost. And actually, this was a preparation for the coup. In other words, all this time that he's saying that the election was overthrown, or not that they were trying to steal the election, or that he had actually won the election, and his refusal to concede was all a setup for this coup attempt. So the important thing that people need to recognize is that this was a fair election, and that this propaganda, right-wing propaganda mill, could be spread out to people who are spreading conspiracy theories that have no real basis in fact, and people are not being critical and asking themselves what reality is. If the Bible talks about, or Paul wrote about, people who have itching ears, that they come in and they just want to hear what they want to hear. Jesus went up to the synagogue, and I forget the exact words, but he preached from Scripture, and he didn't preach what they wanted to hear. They wanted to hear something about their enemies and how God was going to bring their enemies to their knees. And Jesus didn't say that. He said something very different, and it upset them. So
it's 100 Bible verses, everybody. You can check it out. Google that, too. Thank God for Internet for Truth. You can check it out. There's 100 Bible verses about loving. Get that. Loving your enemy. Okay? Got it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I don't see where it says, let's poison them and kill them and torture them and just cause endless conflict. I really thought it was love one another. Right? Right? What happened?
So we don't know what's right. We definitely have to deal with this propaganda mill, and we're going to have to hold everyone involved accountable, including the President of the United States. So what happens now? What's going on now in the Senate? Mitch McConnell has not said whether he's going to vote to convict President Trump or not. And bottom line, we're going to need to arrest President Trump. So I have this meeting.
Yeah, it's not what my brother fought for. Army, Navy, Marines, my Marine brother, two tours in Vietnam, my Army captain brother, two terms in Vietnam, and my Navy brother. Oh, jeez. Thank you, Rich.
Yes, so accountability, and it's not just those people who attacked the Capitol. What they need to understand is that Trump doesn't care about them, nor does he care about their cause. Trump doesn't care about any of these people who were storming. He's willing to throw them right under the bus. He came out and he said those people, he doesn't support them, that violence, and they were following his orders. They were following his instructions. And I guarantee you those people are going to be in prison, and they're going to be in prison for a long time. But they were totally... They're, in one sense, they're believing falsehoods, willfully believing falsehoods. It's their our responsibility to make sure that what we think and believe is accurate and not just jump on something because it's what we want to hear or because it gets us excited or because it makes us feel powerful. Whatever you have itching ears to hear, accountability is a big issue here, not just for the politicians who are spreading disinformation, not just for the media, who should be held accountable for purposely disseminating false information with the intention of supporting an insurrection. So it's not just that, but individuals not just accountable for what they've done by killing people, by bashing into the White House or the Capitol, but also for accepting ideas that are false without being critical about those ideas. The one thing that we need to do is to know when we're being lied to. Know when we're being lied to by politicians. You know, what's going on now with Trump is that the business community is withdrawing from him. They're not going to be giving him money. They're not going to be giving him attention. They stripped away his platforms. Now he's trying to save himself, and he's throwing his supporters under the bus, accusing them of doing violence against his desires when we know that that's a lie. He wanted to push them up there, so he's throwing them under the bus. But it's also the politicians who are spreading disinformation, who continued, even after the Capitol was assaulted, to spread disinformation and stand up on the floor of Congress and spread disinformation about the election and continue in that vein. For that, they must be held accountable.
Yeah.
Because they want power and control. That's why they're doing it, Lynn. They're manipulating us. And that's where we've got to come down to accountability. The president should be arrested. The president.
Oh, yeah, a whole bunch of them. Anybody that's been perpetuating those type of crimes against humanity and war crimes, I mean, right away, the oath of office, when they pledged allegiance, how many times growing up in city councils and then state or federal, and they're pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, to uphold one nation under God. That means God, the good within the God-given gifts, the soul gifts of each person, you know? So all those systems.
Right, right.
They have to have all. Right. There's right. So many that have to be arrested. It's just like, they got to go.
Right.
They've got to be stopped.
Right. And we're
going to accountable.
Right. We're going to have to reverse his pardons. If a president is impeached and convicted, I would argue, and I think I have a solid basis for this argument, that those people who colluded or participated in the criminal context for which the president has been impeached should have their pardons reversed. And we need to impeach the president not only for what he did in instigating an attack on Congress and the attempt to assault and murder our representatives, but we need to impeach him for what he did in the Mueller report, for all the allegations in the Mueller report, and we need to impeach him again for his Ukraine scandal, and we need to convict him of all three, and then we need to reverse all those pardons that he gave to his co-conspirators. We cannot have three systems of justice, one for the rich and the powerful who can act with impunity, one for the most of us, white people in the middle class, and then one for black people and brown people who are killed with impunity. We cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow the people at the top to get away with crimes which have led to death and lead to death. And you're going to face those protesters are going to face the full force of the law. And so should Trump, and so should his enablers, and so should his co-conspirators and Confederates. Yeah, we need to hold the media accountable, too. The media has a responsibility. This is a result of First Amendment absolutism, to say that money is speech and corporations are people. We need to, this is the problem with the left and the right, is that we are both manipulated by propaganda. It's not just the right. The right is very bad because they believe utter falsehoods. They can be lied to with impunity. And think about how ridiculous this is, Lynn, to have somebody wear a Camp Auschwitz shirt at a protest, to carry the Confederate flag into the Capitol, to think that it's right for you to assault the Capitol, kill Capitol police officers, and beat Capitol police officers, and cause the death of other people. To think that that's all right, and to post it and to film it and to post it on your social media as, hey, this was a great thing that you did. It's insane. Everybody knows that
racism is evil. It's insane,
really.
It's totally, totally freaking insane. Sorry. Go ahead.
And ideologically, it's mental. Everybody knows that Nazis are evil. Everybody knows Nazism is evil. Why would you wear a Camp Auschwitz shirt? Why would you carry the Confederate flag? Why would you promote racism? Why would you not respect the fact that black people are being unjustly killed by the police, and yet you want to go out there and start saying white lives matter, blue lives matter? Then you go start beating Capitol police officers with a protect the blue line, protect blue lives stick. It shows where you're really coming from. You're not coming from that point of protecting the police or standing up for the right, for the law enforcement, or even standing against violent protest. That's none of what's happening. What's happening is that they're appealing to your bigotry. They're appealing to your racism. They're appealing to your base instinct and making you the worst for it. This is going to take years to recover from this, that the damage
is
severe.
Well, the thing is...
Yeah, and what I did a tarot reading recently, and we need a spiritual revival right now. What we're facing on both the far left and the far right is spiritual poverty. We need to have compassion.
Yes, that's what my spiritual emergency training on my website, angelencounters.net.
Right.
So anyway, we just have a couple minutes there, Rich. Do you want to get all your information out? Are you getting a lot of people in your Bible? Okay.
Yeah,
let me
do a little conclusion here, Lynn, and definitely Bible Study for Progressives, check it out. What we need to do is arrest the president. It's appropriate for citizens to call for the arrest of public officials to abuse their power.
Go ahead, Rich. We're signing out. Anything else for the end
Yes, we protect democracy, defend the Constitution, address systemic injustice, heal our divisions, and hold our leaders accountable. This is Rich Presida, Bible Study for Progressives. Check it out. Thank you, Lynn, for having me on the show.
Thank you.
This has been Bible Study for Progressives. If you enjoyed the program, please subscribe to our podcast or put us in your favorites and write a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us and share us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and click the donate button at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. Your support will help us reach more people, produce more and better shows, and cover the cost of production. Feel free to send me a note or comment on the show. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Rich Presida. Thank you for listening.